How many of you are forgetful? This is like 90% of the people here. Okay, we got a problem. Well, I'm really forgetful when it comes to names. And some of you probably know this already. But I'm going to just reveal a little secret here. But I don't want you to judge me, okay? I want you to have mercy on me. But I'm not good at names, so I forget people's names. So I replace it with, hey, brother, hey, sister. And I'm sure you guys now, a lot of you is like, no wonder he says that, right? I really, really mean it when I say, hey, brother, hey, sister. But I also forgot your name. So I'm just sorry. When I learn it, I really embrace it and I celebrate it, because if I remember somebody's name, I don't know. It's a good thing, because I'm not good at remembering. So I'm very forgetful. So sorry, don't judge me. But it reminds me of my kids. They have a lot of friends in college and in high school, and they have so many names, and it's just it's hard for me. So some of the names, I even had to write them down because I can't remember all of them. Caleb, Tucker, Alex, Peyton, Aaron, Bethany, Justine, Hallie, Haley, Allie, Hannah, and Anna. How are you supposed to remember? And they even sound alike, right? I usually say, hey, Hallie, how you doing? And my daughter, my son is, it's Haley. Like, it's hard, right? It's, but I try to remember. So just have mercy. In the first service, some people came up to me and say, hey, brother. But there are also things that we never forget. Like your own birthday, a special place that you visited, like Paris or Rome. Also, we never forget our wedding anniversary. Hopefully, if you're married, you don't forget that, right? And also 9/11, right? It's a date that it's coming up next week. We can never forget 9/11. I always remember 9/11 in my heart. And I remember exactly where I was that day when 9/11 happened. And I'm sure a lot of you remember as well. We have our own ways of memorializing events or things we have experienced and places we've been, because if we don't, significant life events can become distant memories that are eventually forgotten because of the pace of our lives and the responsibilities we carry. It's easy to forget where we come from, and more importantly, we forget who God is here. And this was no less true in biblical times. So let's look in our Bibles really quick in Joshua chapter 4, verse 19 to 24. You can follow me on the screen, or you can look in your own devices, or if you have a physical Bible, you can open it to Joshua chapter 4. And we read on verse 19. On the 10th day of the first month, the people went up from the Jordan and camped at Gilgal on the eastern border of Jericho. And Joshua set up at Gilgal the 12 stones they had taken out of the Jordan. He said to the Israelites, in the future, when your descendants ask their parents, what do these stones mean? Tell them, Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground, for the Lord your God dried up the Jordan before you until you had crossed over. The Lord your God did to the Jordan what he had done to the Red Sea when he dried it up before us until we had crossed over. He did this so all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God. Amen. So this is, hopefully you remember this forever. But this is something that I brought just physical. So I'm visual. I know some of us are visual. So, but in this chapter, this is a new generation that Joshua is leading across the Jordan. And the stones were a physical reminder of the faithfulness of God, a way to hold on to what they knew to be true, even when doubt tried to tell them otherwise. And we have this thing with our kids since they were little. I don't know if they remember or not, but we used to remind them. We used to call them up or text them or tell them to come to a quick meeting when somebody had gotten a new house, or someone was healed after we prayed, or someone lost something and we found it. We just made it a thing to come together or let them know of the faithfulness of God, that God was good, and that and celebrate with those people. So we had we've always done this, and recently we haven't, but when we remember, we do it. The word remember means to think or to recall the memory of something with some kind of feeling or intention. The word remember is used 352 times in the Bible. If you include variations of the word, it jumps up to around 550 times. God must really want us to remember this morning. Today, I want to remind you of the faithfulness of God, because when we stop remembering how faithful our God is, then we start to lack confidence in who He is. There is something about remembering and looking back on what God has done for us in the past that helps us keep moving forward in our faith. And this morning, I don't want to get deep into Israelites' history, but the problem with the Israelites was that they had a history of forgetting what God had done and who God was. So they struggled with identity issues. The problem today, if I can be bold this morning, is that the world has forgotten who its creator is. So this is why there is an identity problem. God wanted His people to remember what He had done and who He was for them, but also to have something to show the future generations. I wonder if God is telling us this morning to go back on our past and unearth those treasures we have from the past, and asking us to take time today to remember what He has done for us. Psalms chapter 77, verse 11 through 13 reads, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God?" This morning, we just took time to remember the sacrifice that Jesus did, that He made on the cross. We don't do it as a tradition. We don't do it to be ceremonial. We do it because we want to remember the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. And He said it Himself, "Do this in remembrance of me." And that's something that we should celebrate. Amen? Amen. I was looking through the what we call internet. We search the internet all the time, right? Some say the web. Right, but it's the internet, the worldwide internet, right? And I love statistics, and I found a few about some unforgettable memories. So there are some statistics. I'm going to read just a few that I found. And it was interesting to me. It says, unless interested in a topic, most adults have an attention span of 20 minutes. Researchers estimate that the adult attention span has decreased by about 12 minutes in the past decade. It's not good, right? I wonder why. The human brain has an average of 70,000 thoughts a day. Short-term memory can hold up to 70 pieces of information, seven pieces of information at the same time, but only for around 20 seconds. And this one, I just wrote it because I like it. According to a study conducted in 2001, left-handed people have better memories. Who's left-handed here? Amen. In my house, 3 out of 4 are lefties, just so you know. Remember that. Most memories adults have come from when they were between 15 and 25 years old. This is why we need to remember, because we are really easy to forget. There are moments and seasons of our lives when we walk through the wilderness, and God brings us through the waters when both struggle and victory live together at the same time in our lives. Seasons that are filled with death and resurrection at the same time. These seasons can't be ignored. This is where we remember what God has done. This is when we celebrate God's work, His goodness, His faithfulness, His presence, and His love. Since the beginning of 2023, we have experienced victories as a church that we shouldn't forget and that we should remember to celebrate. We've had 105 baptisms since the beginning of the year, a reminder of how people still commit to Jesus and confirm their faith in public. That's something to celebrate. We've had 40 baby presentations and two more coming up this year. This is an amazing thing to tell your children in the future. You were dedicated to the Lord when you were a baby. Amen. Can we celebrate those babies presented to the Lord? We've had 130 salvations just from January to June. Can we celebrate that? Amen. If the angels celebrate one soul, imagine 130. Amen. This is amazing. So we have to celebrate. We also have small groups and focus group. Over 130 small groups throughout the year just meet throughout the community, throughout Lancaster, to do community, to build those stones of community and discipleship. Then that's something to celebrate. Amen. In the Old Testament, we see altars used in a number of ways, or stones of remembrance. And one of those ways was an altar of remembrance. I love how after receiving the Ten Commandments, God tells Moses in Exodus chapter 20, verse 24, "In every place where I cause my name to be remembered, I will come to you and bless you." When we remember what God has done and thank him, there is a blessing in that. He will come to us and bless us. There will be times when God's name will be remembered, whether you remember his name through a difficult situation, a transition, or a job opportunity that didn't happen. You give God the glory and you thank him. There is a blessing coming to you. The only way to keep moving forward in our faith is to remember what God has done in the past. How many can say amen to that? Amen. Amen. Why is it important to remember what God has done? And I'm going to share a few points with you this morning. Why is it important? Point number one, it helps us to connect with all God has done. Stones of remembrance will outlive the person who builds them. The circumstances will change. Years will come and go, and people will pass away. But the stones of remembrance will remain as a memorial of a divine occurrence. Similarly, what you show in your own life as a legacy of faith built on encounters with the living God cannot be torn down. It will stand for a lifetime and for generations. See, we live in a world that, a culture, if I can share with you this morning, we're bombarded with noises and images that drown out his voice, his love, and his goodness. The enemy of our soul, Satan, the father of all lies, works to deceive us to believe that the worst about God, that he is not faithful, that we are alone, and that he doesn't really care. Somehow, over time, and when a new crisis arises, we forget the ways God came through for us, or doubt that he'll do it again. Because it's so easy to get distracted, worn out, dull of hearing, unbelieving. We need to remember what God has done in our lives, or we will forget. Whether you write it down or speak it, share your story, proclaim the goodness and miraculous works of God, if we do not make remembrance a habit, or our hearts of gratitude flatlines, and our faith and hope wither. It is in the practice of looking back, in remembering specifically what God has done in you and for us personally, that we are reminded of God's faithfulness. Psalms 103, verse 2 says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits." This brings me to point number two. It allows us to experience what God is doing. I'll repeat that. It allows us to experience what God is doing. A few years ago, my wife and my kids, we were at home during the holidays, during Christmas season. And my wife was doing a meal, and she usually cooks for four because it's just four of us. I know that day, I remember she always cooks a little bit more just so I can take the next day, like as a leftover to take to work. And I'm not good with leftovers, but she does it anyways. especially chicken. I don't like chicken the next day. But she cooked a little bit extra, so she did enough for like six people. And all of a sudden, we're about to eat. I think the food was almost ready, or she was in the middle of cooking it. And someone knocks on the door. And here we had a surprise visit from our family, from one of our families in Florida. So there were like seven of them. I think seven. Yeah, there were seven of them. Came and all of a sudden, the first thing my wife goes is like, oh my God, we don't have enough food for them. And she starts panicking a little bit. And I said, it's okay, let's pray. Let's pray for the food. Let's just pray over it and God will provide. Amen. So I told her, you just serve and I'll give the food out. But if you want to know something about Hispanics is that if they invite themselves, right? Am I right? So here, I don't know how, but my family invited other family members and they called four more and then those four called three more. They know what I'm talking about, right? It's like, hey, you want to eat? Sure, you got food? No, but William does. So that's just a little bit of how we roll, right? And of course, we want to feed everyone. And in a matter of an hour, I'm not kidding, hour and a half, we had like 45 people in the house. All family members. 45, it was almost 50 people in the house. And we had a small house, so we couldn't hardly walk with all these people. And Betsy just prayed. I prayed, and she started serving. Betsy's my wife. and I said, just give me the food, and I'll pass it out. And we started passing it out, and she started giving, you know, portion control. She started cutting chickens in half and a half again, right? And then she just, and all of a sudden, we're just serving, and everybody's eating. You know, and we don't remember how the food was enough. We just know that everybody ate that day. We had coffee, we had other stuff. But that reminded me that there was a stone of remembrance of God's provision, that God is my provider. Amen. And to this day, I have to testify it because we don't know how it happened, but we just know that God did it. Amen. And I just look back on God's faithfulness, and that keeps me going forward. Amen. God is good. Our stones of remembrance are a symbol of God's faithfulness in the midst of wilderness, change, and transition. It's important to remember those times of God's faithfulness for our future self when doubt and difficulty arises in new ways. But they are also a reminder to future generations. We need to tell the next generation. There are the defining seasons of our life story that need to be remembered and shared with our children and grandchildren as a means to point them to God. We need to experience what God is doing so that when darkness and tough times come through our house, because there will be tough times, we can tell our children that God has been with us always. We celebrate what he did back then, and we will remember what he did back then today. So even if bad things surround us, if we remember God and all he has done, God has taken us through the flood seasons. God has taken us from one side to the other, and he has shown time and time again that he is faithful. Amen. In the New Testament, in the book of Luke, we see this stone in the new, we read about stones, but in the new meaning. Luke chapter 19, verse 37 to 40. When he came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they have seen. Blessing is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." We can't stay quiet. We need to praise. So build up the stones of remembrance now, and when those quiet moments come, when you feel like God is silent in your life, when you ask God yourself, "Where is God?" The stones you build will cry out and will remind you what God has done. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Let's read it real quick. "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Apostle Peter calls Jesus the living stone, chosen by God and priceless in his sight. Peter invites us to be Jesus' living stones, built into a spiritual house or temple. Under the new covenant with Christ, our lives can symbolically become stones of remembrance for the world around us to see, a living tribute to a loving God. We must build a memorial beside every Jordan River that God leads us across. He gives us the stones for his very hand, the stones that build our faith and hope and joy and love if only we remember them. They are big stones. They are massive stones. They are little stones, but they all build up. They help us to understand in our hearts and our heads and delight ourselves in God's goodness and faithfulness and love, preparing us for when his blessings are not so apparent. Point number three, it gives us confidence in what God will do. It gives us confidence in what God will do. Some stones of remembrance are small, some are big, but there are stones that have been a testament to what God has done and confidence in what he will do. A life-changing moment where you were never the same. They are the encouraging text out of the blue that came at the perfect moment and you never forget it. They are the moment when the presence of the Holy Spirit is undeniably tangible in your life. They are the conversation with a friend that changed your perspective of life on life. They are the truth we are suddenly powerfully reminded of down to our core and set you free. They are the old friend who still is a good friend despite the time and distance. They are the passage of scripture that comes alive and transforms your life and makes you cry. They are the healing and forgiveness after so much hurt by our own family, by our own friends, or church hurt. They are the safety in the dangerous place where you thought you were going to die, but you are still here today. They are the song that touches your heart for the dark and difficult night when you are overwhelmed by life, work, and everything else. They are the deep sleep that refreshes and renews, and you wake up with new strength. They are the victory when it seemed like the fight was lost, and you realize that you only lost the fight and not the battle. Amen. They are the heart being transformed into the image of Jesus all around us, the lives transformed by the Holy Spirit. They are the renewing of our hearts day by day. They are the cancer in remission. They are the new job opportunity that came at the perfect time. They are the new baby that you have been praying for many years. They are the new house you got when it was impossible to get one. They are the freedom of anxiety and depression. They are the giving your life to Jesus for the first time and experiencing true freedom. They are the faithfulness of God. Amen. Give God the glory this morning. There are little stones and there are big stones. But these are all stones with which we build our faith, our stones of remembrance. I want to encourage you this morning to have one compelling focus this week. Place a stone of remembrance in your mind and your heart. Recall retell and honor what God has done and is doing in your life. Memorialize his goodness and mercy. Be a living stone that joyfully praises God and wait with anticipation for what is still to come. He keeps his promises. God is faithful, and his love never fails. Psalms chapter 16, verse 8. Says, I keep the Lord in my mind always because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Developing the habits of remembering what God has done for us keeps our minds focused on God's faithfulness, gives us the opportunity to praise him, and helps us recognize his blessings. Take time to remember God's work in your life this week. As the worship team comes out, we are reminded that Christ is our firm foundation, the rock on which we stand when everything around us is shaken. We've never been more glad that we put our faith in Jesus, because he's never, never let us down. He is faithful through generations. How many feel like God is faithful through generations? So why would he fail now? He won't. Amen. He won't. He won't fail you. He won't fail you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this word. Thank you because you are reminding us of your faithfulness. You were faithful in the past, and you are faithful today. So as we are reminded of your faithfulness, we want to thank you and ask you that you just place something in each heart this morning. Let your Holy Spirit touch each heart, and that we can remember all that you have done for us. Let us place stones of remembrance and build our faith in you, Jesus. I want to take this opportunity before we leave this morning. I know there are people here that probably don't have a foundation in Jesus yet, but today is the morning that you can make that decision. So I want to make this special call, and there are people here that need Jesus ASAP. They need a firm foundation in Jesus. So today we're going to make a prayer. We're going to do a prayer together, and you're going to repeat after me. And we're going to make this prayer together. And we all going to pray it, so no one prays alone. Amen. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come here together. I know that I need you. I know I'm a sinner. I confess my faith in front of everyone today. And I accept you as my Savior. I accept you as my firm foundation. I failed you before, but you have never failed me. So thank you for salvation. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Yes. If you made this prayer, is this for the first time in your life? We want you to raise your hand this morning if you made your commitment this morning and you did that prayer for the first time. Our ushers have a Bible, have some gifts for you this morning. Don't be afraid, we want to celebrate you this morning. Amen. Let's praise God. Let's celebrate. If I don't see any hands right now from here, but we want to make sure, we want to help you on your next step. So if you made that commitment this morning, we invite you right after the service to go to Connections. There are people there that are going to be waiting for you to help you on your next step. And they're also going to be a prayer team down here. So if you need more prayer, if you need someone to pray for you, there's going to be a prayer team here this morning that's also going to pray for you. Amen. We want to help you in that next step. And this morning is group signups this morning. So there are going to be people waiting for you, anxiously waiting for you to sign up for a group. Group is important in our church. So there's going to be people in Connections and Center Square Main Street, outside, in your car. I mean, you're not going to go here without signing up for a group. But we want you to get connected. We want to be part of that connection. Amen. So we want you to have a blessed week this week. And I just want to tell you, remember to come back here next Sunday. Amen. God bless. Have a blessed week.